The Download, a secretive anti-aging drug and joining virtual power plants. Plus, a judge has blocked the Pentagon's blacklisting of Anthropic. This is today's edition of The Download, our weekday newsletter that provides a daily dose of what's going on in the world of technology. A startup claims it's found a drug to make your blood young. Antonio Rigolato. I knew I'd officially become a longevity influencer when a company called Generation Lab offered me the chance to write about, and even receive, their new rejuvenation treatment. This wasn't just any anti-aging treatment, either. A company fact sheet says that it blocks the systemic spread of aging in the bloodstream, reawakens the body's own repair mechanism, and restores health and youth to multiple tissues. The approach is based on research by Generation Lab's irascible scientific founder, Irina Kanboy. She found that joining the circulatory systems of old and young mice improved the old animal's ability to heal from injury. Kanboy now says she has found a combination of two existing drugs that can produce youthful effects without the need for any bodily fluid exchange. But Generation Lab won't reveal what the drugs are, making the proposition hard to take seriously. Read the full story on the drug combo that claims to stop the spread of aging. How to sign up for a virtual power plant and decide whether you should. Your thermostat may not look like a power plant. Neither does your electric vehicle, home battery, or HVAC system. But utility and energy companies increasingly want to treat them like one. That's the idea behind a virtual power plant, or VPP, a collection of household devices, such as smart thermostats, EV chargers, and solar panels, that a utility can control, usually by commanding them to draw less electricity during peak hours. In exchange, participants receive a discount on their energy bills and, in some cases, a signing bonus. Here, S how to sign up for a VPP and decide whether it's worth it. Eshin Raoul. This story is part of MIT Technology Review's How To series, which gives you practical advice on getting things done. Check out the rest of the series here. The must reads. I've combed the internet to find you today's most fun, important, scary, fascinating stories about technology. One, a judge has blocked the Pentagon's blacklisting of Anthropic. The court found the designation violated First Amendment rights, NYT. Plus, and ruled that the designation was based on retaliation, CNBC. Plus, Anthropic still faces a separate case in Washington, D.C., Reuters. Plus, the Pentagon's culture war against Anthropic backfired. MIT Technology Review. Two tech giants have called for a defensive surge to defeat AI-driven hacks. Over 100 companies warn that a wave of cyber attacks is imminent. BBC. Plus, and urged government and industry leaders to take rapid action. Quartz. Plus, their main solution, unsurprisingly, is more AI. Gizmodo. Plus here, SY OpenAI agents hacked Hugging Face, MIT Technology Review. 3. Anthropic has launched an AI tool that conducts scientific experiments. It lets AI agents autonomously operate microscopes, lasers, and robotic arms. FT. Plus, and includes rules designed for safe operations in labs. Wired. Plus, it's Anthropic's first tool designed for the physical world. Ars Technica. 4. India's data center boom is leaving the people it displaces with nothing. Policymakers courting big tech are sidelining local communities. Rest of world. Plus, no one wants a data center in their backyard. MIT Technology Review. 5. OpenAI is testing a persistent AI agent that keeps working. Codex could continue tasks until it's put to sleep. Wired. Plus, and generate follow-up tasks without prompting. Gizmode. 6. A lawsuit alleges that Grok was trained on child sexual abuse material. It claims victims' images enter the chatbot's training data. Ars Technica. Plus, a federal judge says AI has outpaced child abuse laws. WP. 7. AI writing has reached a turning point in the media. Sparked by the Wall Street Journal defending an AI-written op-ed. Atlantic. 8. China's robotic racers are exposing the limits of human speed. Their advances are revealing what our bodies can't do. Reuters. 9 young workers are turning to AI-proof, traditional crafts. They're drawn to creative, hands-on skills that tech can't easily replicate. Guardian. 10 scientists have a new army to fight invasive crabs, 150,000 baby octopuses. Italian researchers just released the animals into the Adriatic Sea. New Scientist. Quote of the day. The academic record is being quietly haunted. A new preprint research paper from Samsung and the University of Warsaw warns that a torrent of AI-generated study papers written by fake researchers is contaminating academic publishing. One more thing. The problem with thinking you're part Neanderthal. There's a theory that many of us have an inner Neanderthal. The idea is that Homo sapiens and a cousin species once bred, leaving some people today with a trace of Neanderthal DNA. This DNA is arguably the 21st century's most celebrated discovery in human evolution. But in 2024, a pair of French geneticists called into question the theory's very foundations. They proposed that what scientists interpret as interbreeding could instead be explained by population structure, the way genes concentrate in smaller, isolated groups. Find out what it all means for human evolution. Ben Crer. We can still have nice things. A place for comfort, fun, and distraction to brighten up your day. Got any ideas? Drop me a line. Plus, check out the dazzling photos in this year's Wildlife Photographer of the Year. Bowerbirds in Australia are turning human trash into treasure to impress females. A Lowe's Angels Costco parking lot has become a low-risk skate park for the over 40s. The Listening Museum has lovingly curated and sound-mapped acoustic signatures of mechanical keyboards. Deep dive. The Download. The Download, Claude's inner workings in OpenAI's Super App. Plus, OpenAI has unveiled its long-awaited Super App. The Download, Claude's inner workings and the future of world models. Plus, New York has become the first state to enact a data center moratorium. The Download, AI's self-improvement problem and what's driving the heat. Plus, OpenAI has paused some model work over safety concerns. The Download, Anthropic launches Claude Science and California's carbon manure math. Plus, the US has lifted restrictions on Anthropic's Mythos and Fable models. Stay connected. Get the latest updates from MIT Technology Review. Discover special offers, top stories, upcoming events, and more.